Growing Pains is my message. And I got that from the very beginning of 1 Peter, where it says, "Instead, like a newborn baby, desire the pure milk of the Word. Nourished by it, you will grow into salvation." Growing pains. Have you ever heard that phrase, growing pains? Without pain, there is no gain. I'd like to share a little bit about that in the context of change, the gate, and growth. First change. Change is around us. All you have to do is look around this church, inside of this building, you can see change. Things have changed. So that means if we're going to stay up with the times, we need to adapt ourselves to different situations. So change is around us all over. We cannot escape change. Change can be good. If you need to lose some weight and you lose weight, that's a good thing. If you have a disease that's discovered in your body, well, that's not so good. But, you know, we're all subject to that. We cannot escape. It's inevitable. Change is inevitable. We're gonna face it. So if we're stuck in a rut and we're just comfortable where we're at, it's gonna be that much more traumatic. Change is inevitable. The gate. We talked about last week the gate. The gate being Jesus. Growing pains. All of us have growing pains. Every single one of us. You know, some of us, if we don't exercise, it's worse. If we do exercise, we have pain. Without pain, there is no gain. But what is the alternative? If we live a sedentary life and we don't move, we don't exercise, our bones begin to deteriorate and our muscles begin to deteriorate much faster. So we have to go through growing pains. We cannot stay in the same state that we're in. It's just not practical. A man without vision shall perish. So I encourage you to go through the growing pains of change. Because as the scripture says, you start off with pure milk. And you're nourished by it. But as you grow older, you begin to eat solid foods. And you taste that the Lord is good. You grow into salvation. I like that phrase, growing into salvation. When you became a brand new Christian, did you accept eternal salvation? Did you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Yes. But is it over at that point? No. We need to continue to share the good news of the risen Christ while we have a breath and energy in our bodies. We need to continue to share the good news. Today is today. Tomorrow is a new day. You cannot live in the past. We need to continue to move on. From yesterday to through today, enjoy today, and then look to new adventures for tomorrow. And then, when our time is up, and when we're finished, and God says we're finished, by the way, not us, when God says we're finished, we're welcome into eternity, and they say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So let us enjoy Mother's Day today. Let us go on to new adventures tomorrow. And my question is, what does the future hold for all of us? It's not written yet. Our story is not written yet. This is just a new chapter. help be a willing servant for God as He calls you into new ministries in Christ Jesus. Let us pray.